since we began the Crusader as a result of the fact that, the story about what was happening to our people, the true story, was not being told. They weren't telling about how our civil rights groups were being harassed and cigarettes burned onto the students and all of those things that were going on that we knew because of local news, but they weren't putting it out there where the news media was not taking the horrendous accounts of what was going onto the national and international news. So Robert saw the need that we should tell our own story. And so we decided to put out a personal newsletter called The Crusader. We went to Charlotte, North Carolina, and purchased a mimeograph machine, and we started putting it out in mimeograph form. He was the editor, and one of our friends, Mrs. Johnson, Ethel Azalee Johnson, was a circulation manager, and I was a business manager. And so we put that out the whole time we were in Monroe with volunteers, women from our NAACP branch and women from the community and children who helped to distribute it. And yes, we started the Crusader in Monroe. Once we got to Cuba, we got our radio program going. And one of the workers at the Cuban press volunteered to put the Crusader out in Cuba. Mm. So we published a Crusader in exile in Cuba, continuing along the same lines that we had when we were in Monroe. And again, when we got to China, we were able to publish the Crusader again by the workers volunteering their time, and we put out the Crusader from China as well.